What is the greatest lesson that we as Christians can learn? A lot of people put a lot of emphasis on study, reading the old writers, going back in history and archiving all of these old writers and making libraries of the old writers and everything else. And that's all okay. It can become idolatry, however, just like anything can become idolatry. There are others that want to talk about churches all the time. They want to talk about church organizations, whether it's the Primitive Baptist Church, the Sovereign Grace Church, Old School Baptist Church, whatever, okay. Their focus is on the names of these different church organizations. There are other people out there that are more focused on their particular office, whether it be pastor, teacher, missionary, elder, deacon, bishop, whatever name they have ascribed to them. Other people focus on works, giving to the poor, visiting prisoners, going to foreign lands, raising funds for this, raising funds for that. But the greatest thing that we can focus on, in my opinion, my very humble opinion, is the eternal gift of God's dear Son. You know, without His eternal gift, without His coming to this earth and dying on the cross for His people, all of these other things would be a moot point, wouldn't they? There would be no reason to have missionaries. There'd be no reason to have church organizations with a name above the door. There'd be no reason for people to give money. There'd be no reason to go to foreign lands. The message is pure and simple. Jesus came to save His people from their sins. That's really the only theology we need to know, because it's the most important theology, if you want to call it theology. Jesus came to save His people from their sins, and He finished it. He accomplished it. He completed it. The veil of the temple was rent in twain from the top to the bottom. You know, all the other doctrines take second place to the purpose of Christ in redemption. I'm going to repeat that. All the doctrines of the Bible take second place, rooted and grounded in the purposes of Christ in redemption for His people. And that redemption, of course, includes His decree of election and predestination and our ultimate glorification, doesn't it? Jesus came to save His people from their sins. All that the Father hath given me will come to me, and all that come to me I will in no wise cast out. And as many as were ordained to eternal life believed. As he hung on that cross, his body was suffering, and his soul was suffering. He felt the wrath of God being poured out upon him, and his father turned his back on him. For he could not look upon sin. Christ became our sin bearer. And he bore our sins upon the cruel and rugged cross of Calvary. And he breathed his last breath before he said, "It is finished." The most important thing we as Christians can proclaim is not church organizations, church associations, preachers preaching to preachers, self-righteous behavior, that you have to be better studied than I'm better studied than you are, I have more doctrinal purity than you do, I understand ecclesiology better than you do, I understand baptism better than you do. No. The most important proclamation that goes out is that Jesus Christ came to save his people from their sins, and he accomplished it. That is the most important thing. Why do we want to spend all of our time on all of these other issues, proper modes of baptism, proper things to take at the communion, proper this and proper that, proper liturgy, proper symbols, proper this and proper that. The only thing I know is Jesus Christ and him crucified. He was delivered by the determinate counsel of God, by wicked hands you have slain. But his purpose was from before the world began. Slain from the foundation of the world for his people. What a marvelous, marvelous thing for us to focus on. The purpose of Christ in coming to this earth to redeem his people from their sins. What a glorious, grand proclamation we have to proclaim. The dying Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. Born into this world of sin and shame, that our entrance we might claim into glory in his name. Hallelujah. Praise be to God, who hath given us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ.